file folders and a roll of Tums. They'd been friends for a decade, but he suspected he didn't really know Bobby Tom much better than the barber who cut his hair. Despite his affability, the former football player was a deeply private person. Not that Jack blamed him. Everybody in the world wanted a piece of Bobby Tom, and the athlete had learned to protect himself. In Jack's opinion, he didn't always do a good job of it. Every ex-jock, shapely female, or hometown buddy with a hard luck story had come to regard Bobby Tom as an easy mark. Jack peeled the silver foil coin off the end of the Tums roll. "Just out of curiosity, you know anything about acting?"
"Hell no."
"That's what I figured."
"I don't see what difference it makes. Movies like this, all anybody has to do is kick ass and undress women. Hell, I've been doing that since I was 8 years old."
That sort of comment was vintage Bobby Tom, and Jack smiled. Regardless of what his client said, he had to believe Bobby Tom planned to make a success out of his movie career. He'd never known the ex-football player to take on anything he didn't plan to do well, from acquiring land to buying new businesses. On the other hand, he certainly was taking his time about it. Jack settled back in his chair.
"I talked with Willow Craig from Windmill a couple of hours ago. She's a mighty unhappy lady, especially since you're the one who insisted that all the locations